The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello and happy Monday to you. Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, we had so much fun last week with our special guest, Mike Lee. This week, we've brought in another special guest, Frances Mosier. I think you'll enjoy hearing about her life and experiences. So let's get right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Frances Mosier.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Bob Wilkin, and I have a special guest today, Frances Mosier. And I've known Frances for a long time. Frances has a long history in Free Grace circles. She worked for Dr. Art Farstad for a number of years. She also was in a Bible church with Zane Hodges and myself and others for many years. And Frances has a very interesting story. Frances, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hi, it's nice to be on the show with Bob. This is a real treat.
That's very good. Now, where were you born and where were you raised?
Well, I was born in Dallas and raised in Dallas. And in fact, the house that I'm living in now is the house that my parents bought when I was 2 years old.
Wow.
And when my mother needed to go into assisted living, we bought the house from her. So our grandchildren now visit the house where their great-grandmother and great-grandfather lived.
Wow, that is great. Now, you met your husband, Dan Mosier, in Dallas at church, is that right?
Yes. I was going to First Baptist Church, and Dan was going to Christ Congregation. But Christ Congregation at that time, which was a small house church, small brethren type house church, they only met on Sunday evenings. And Dan was used to going to church Sunday mornings and evenings. So he had a friend named Jim McAfee who said, well, you know, there are some nice girls down at First Baptist Church. And so they started going there to the Sunday school. But the day that I met Dan, my friend Eloise was visiting. I had met her in college, and we both graduated, but she came to visit me. Well, I was working during Sunday school hour with a special education class, and Eloise went and visited the college and career class. So when I came out, Eloise had two guys with her. And we were going to sit together in the church service. And usually I would have been singing in the choir rather than sitting out in the congregation. But the youth choir was singing that day.
Wow.
So, of course, one of the guys that was with Eloise was Dan.
Wow.
And we were sitting together, and he had a Scofield Reference Bible. Well, I was working for Roper Press at the time, so I thought it was really neat that he had a Scofield Reference Bible. That showed me that he was somebody who took the Bible seriously. Well, as it turned out, he called me the next week at Roper Press. Since he knew where I worked, he called where I worked and asked if I would like to go with him to the Gingerbread Festival in Waxahachie. So that was our first date.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, Waxahachie has this neat gingerbread thing. And so this was when Dr. Criswell was pastor?
Yes, Dr. Criswell was the pastor at that time.
Now, what year was this?
That was in 1973.
1973. And where did you go to college?
I went to the University of North Texas.
And what did you major in?
Well, I started out as a music major, and then right towards the end of my junior year, for various reasons, I switched my major to home economics.
But now you, for many years, you've taught piano, right?
Yes. I had, you know, a lot of piano experience before college and through college, so I had a lot of good training. And later on, after I got the bachelor's degree, I went for a time to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and I majored in church music there. And eventually, I did get certified to teach music in the state of Texas in public schools. So I have certification to teach music, and I have certification to teach home economics, which I never used professionally.
Right. Okay, so you and Dan married.
Yes.
And what year did you get married?
We got married in 1974. We just knew right away, you know, that each other was the right one. And so we married in April. We met in June of 73, and we married in April of 74.
Okay. Then y'all had a son.
Yes.
Daniel. Dan.
Yes, Dan Jr.
Another Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when was Daniel born?
Well, he was born in January of 1979.
So that makes him what, about 42 or 3 or something?
He's 43.
Works for the fire department, I mean, Dallas Police Department.
Yeah, yeah, he's with the Dallas Police Department, has been for quite a number of years now, and he now works in an investigative capacity in the office of the police chief. He's with one of the under chiefs. I don't quite understand the chain of command, but he just recently transferred to that area.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you said you work for Roper Press, and for somebody that went to Dallas Seminary, Roper Press was kind of affiliated with the seminary and had a lot of DTS types
associated with it. Uh-huh.
And then you also worked for Art Farstad for a time, didn't you?
I did, in 1976, when Art became the editor for the New King James that Thomas Nelson Publishers was producing. He needed a secretary, and so he asked me if I would be willing to do that. And, of course, I was quite happy, so I gave notice at Roper Press and left there, and then I went to work for Art.
And you were, by this point, a member at Christ Congregation.
Yes. Dan, of course, had been going to Christ Congregation. And, by the way, the Sunday that he and I met was the last Sunday that Christ Congregation did not have morning meetings.
Wow.
So that was probably the last time that he and I could have met that way. So when I married Dan, because he was my spiritual leader, I started going to Christ Congregation, and I came to really believe in those principles of meeting, and we were in that church for 28 years.
Wow. Until Art passed.
Art passed away, and we actually tried to keep the church going for a couple, 3 years after that, but it just was not working out. So the church eventually disbanded on amicable terms. There wasn't a bitter church split, but we all went to different churches. So that was kind of how that ended. But
yeah, a funny side story. Art was one of the original members of the board of Grace Evangelical Society between 1988 and about 1995 or 6. And I spoke once or twice at Christ Congregation. Mm-hmm. Art would have me in. In fact, one of my big regrets is he invited me several times for a Good Friday service to be one of the seven speakers on the seven last sayings of Jesus. And I was like, well, Art, I'd like to do that, but it's a long drive and I'm just going to be speaking for, 5 minutes or whatever. And so I didn't do it, but I wish I had, because did you ever go to any of those?
Oh, yes. Yeah? We went to all of them, yes, every year. And I played the piano for the singing that went along with that.
Wow. So. Yeah. And you also played the piano then later at another Bible chapel that when you left Christ Congregation and came over to Zane Hodges, the assembly that Zane Hodges was a part of, and you played the piano there as well.
Yes, in fact, that was how we first got involved with that particular church. While we were attending CC, they lost their pianist that had been playing for the Lord's Supper meeting. Well, their Lord's Supper meeting was after the meetings at CC ended, so we started leaving the Christ Congregation meeting when it was over and driving to Victor Street, and I would play for the Lord's Supper.
Oh, okay.
So when Christ Congregation disbanded, it was just a natural move to begin going to this other church full time.
Okay. And what year was that?
That was in 2001.
2001. It was a space odyssey. So Sharon and I started going to Victor Street in 1992. And so I remember when you and Dan came, and for a while we had somebody named Abby who played the piano for a while, and then you started playing the piano and did that for many years, I guess, until about 2021, right? 20
yes,
years.
Yeah.
So 20 years
like, yeah.
or so. So you were a secretary for Dr. Art Farstad when he was the lead editor for the New King James Version between, 76 and 79?
I left in 79 because I was about to have my son. And so I left to become a full-time mom.
And then while you were a full-time mom until, I guess, Daniel was a junior in high school, you did teach piano at home, right?
I did,
yes. For private lessons?
Yes, I did. I had a number of students for many years, and that was a real blessing. That time was also a blessing in our lives.
But then around, 98, I guess, you went back to working with Dr. Art Farstad?
Yes. Art had been approached by the Holman, now Lifeway, but it was the Southern Baptist Convention, and they wanted to produce their own version of the Bible. It had something to do with rights to use it in publications and things like that. So they asked Art if he would be the editor, and it had partly to do with the work that he and Zane had done on a New Testament version, and they wanted rights to that. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure about all the legal processes,
right.
But I know that because of that, Art became the editor, and I worked with Artist Editor from about April of 98 until Art passed away very suddenly on September 1st of 1998. And then Ed Bloom, who had been with Art, he took over as the editor, and I worked with him for several more years. But while Art was, while Art was the editor, I worked with him again.
But now you weren't a secretary at this point. Now you were doing English Style?
Well, that was at the end. No, at the beginning, I was the secretary. When I first went to work for Art on what turned out to be the Holman Christian Standard Bible, we didn't know the name at the time, but that's what it ended up being.
Yeah, HCSB.
Yeah, HCSB. Well, when we first got started, I was the secretary, and I was helping Art to get things, to get his paperwork organized, basically. And then when he passed away very suddenly, I remained as a secretary, but over time, I kind of got merged into being an English stylist with one of the translation teams.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I had Dr. Ed Bloom was one of my seminary professors.
Yeah.
He taught at Dallas Seminary for 25 or 30 years, a long time. Then he became the editor after, when Art passed,
yes.
He then became the editor of the Holman Christian Standard Bible.
Yes, that's right.
Wow, so you had something to do with both the New King James Version and the Holman Christian Standard
Version. Yes, I did.
Well, that is great. And then you ended up becoming a teacher in the Dallas Independent School District, right?
Yes, I went in as an ESL teacher.
English as a second language.
English as a second language under the alternative. I was certified as a teacher in Texas. But because I had not really ever used that professionally in public schools, I thought it was a good idea for me to go in as if I had not had that training. So I went in under the Alternative Certification Program as an ESL teacher. And that was partly because of the involvement I'd had with the HCSB as the English stylist. I got very, very interested in the issue of language acquisition. As a result of that, I took a sociolinguistics course through the University of Texas at Commerce and just found it fascinating. And my brother-in-law was a recruiter for DISD for ESL teachers. And so he recruited me.
Wow.
So I went into that then.
And you taught for what, about 15 years?
14 years.
14
years.
Yeah,
14 years in DISD.
And some of that was English as a second language, and some of it was where you were actually teaching Spanish?
Yes, well, working with second language learners in Spanish. I became a bilingual teacher. I got certification as a bilingual teacher.
All right. Well, next time we'll talk a little bit more about Dr. Art Farstad and also Zane Hodges, since you have ministry involvement with both men and their churches and their ministry. So thanks, Francis, and don't forget, keep grace in focus.
Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And we have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition to this, we have all kinds of other free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that also at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to return with, again, our special guest, Francis Mosier. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.